This is a special Sunday soundtrack featuring the 51st Annual Grammy Awards. Hey, this is Mr. Fresh. Welcome to a special Sunday soundtrack featuring the jazz nominees of the 51st Annual 2009 Grammy Awards. I'll be featuring my picks for the following categories: Best Contemporary Jazz Album, Best Jazz Vocal Album, Best Jazz Instrumental Solo, Best Jazz Instrumental Album by an Individual or Group, and Best Jazz Ensemble Album. Without further ado, let's get into it. I hope that you enjoy it. All right, let's get right into the music. First category I'm going to feature is Best Contemporary Jazz Album. And my pick for that category is the group Yellow Jackets, featuring guitarist Mike Stern, from the release Life Cycle. This particular album was released in 2008, I believe, on the Heads Up International label. And it was the first time in 13 years that the Yellow Jackets have featured a guitarist Mike Stern. The track we're going to listen to is called Lazaro. And even though it doesn't feature Mike on this track, I think it gives a pretty good representation of contemporary jazz. And it was my pick, my top pick, actually, for this particular category. Later on in the podcast, there's another pick that I put in there to feature. But I'm kind of fond of the Yellow Jackets. I've been a fan of them for a long time. So without further ado, let's get into the track entitled Lazaro, from the release Life Cycle. Let's check it out.
Hey listeners, F Lady T here. You're listening to the mellowest podcast on the planet, my homie Fresh's Sunday soundtrack. Thank you.
That was a track entitled Lazaro from the release Life Cycle, The Yellow Jackets featuring Mike Stern, one of the nominees for the Best Jazz Contemporary Album. Up next is the world-renowned jazz vocalist Cassandra Wilson. With her beautiful dark contralto voice, she brings us Gone with the Wind from the release Loverly. Let's check it out. You're listening to a special edition of the Sunday Soundtrack, the 51st Annual Grammy Awards for 2009, featuring the jazz nominees. Thank you.
just like a leaf that is blown away, gone with the wind. My romance has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips, but now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart. Gladness that filled my heart, just like a flame, a love burned brighter than became an empty smoke dream that has gone.
That's vocalist Cassandra Wilson, nominated in the category of Best Jazz Vocal Album. I really like her voice. It's warm, smoky, and dusky, very organic. Next up is one of my favorite guitarists, the legendary Pat Metheny, who has been nominated for Best Jazz Instrumental Solo. The name of the track you hear in the background is called Son of 13, from the release Day Trip, featuring the bassist Christian McBride. Thank you. Listening to Pat Metheny from the release Day Trip. The title is Son of 13. Pat's been a long time anchor in the jazz genre, in the jazz fusion genre, with the Pat Metheny group, Lyle Mays, and the rest of the group. Been a fan of his for a long time, of course, slightly biased as a guitarist. Next up in the category of Best Jazz Instrumental Album, Individual or Group, are none other than keyboardist Chick Corea and Gary Burton, bringing us the track entitled I Love You Porgy, from the release entitled The New Crystal Silence. Keyboardist Chick Corea and vibraphonist Gary Burton on Concord Records.
Hey, this is Macedonia of the Radio B-Sots podcast, and you are hanging out with Mr. Fresh, supplying the Sunday soundtrack at vibesandscribes.com.
In the category of Best Jazz Instrumental Album, Individual or Group, that's Chick Corea and Gary Burton from the new Crystal Silence bringing us I Love You, Porgy. Up next, in the same category, is Bill Frisell, guitarist, from the release History Mystery, bringing us Subconsciously. Listening to a special edition of the Sunday Soundtrack, featuring the 51st Annual Grammy Awards, the Jazz Nominees, at vibesandscribes.com. in the category of Best Jazz, Instrumental Album, Individual or Group. That's Bill Frisell from the release History Mystery with a track entitled Subconsciously, originally composed by George Gershwin. Next up in the category of Best Large Jazz Ensemble, we have Carla Bley in her remarkable big band from the release entitled Appearing Nightly. They bring us the track entitled Awful Coffee. That's Carla Bley and her remarkable big band, bringing us the track entitled Awful Coffee from the release Appearing Nightly. That's Carla Bley on piano. Next up is the Village Vanguard Jazz Orchestra out of New York City, bringing us the track entitled Mean What You Say from the release entitled Monday Night, live at the Village Vanguard. Again, nominated for Best Large Jazz Ensemble Album. Let's give it a listen.
Yo, this is your boy The Big Live from Flowing.com, and you're inside another smooth mix from my man Fresh, exclusively at VibesandScribes.com. Thank you.
the category of Best Large Jazz Ensemble. This is the Village Vanguard Orchestra Monday Night Live at the Village Vanguard with the track entitled Mean What You Say. This next guitarist needs no introduction, really. He has been on the scene for a number of years in the jazz fusion as well as other eclectic form of jazz genres. His name is John McLaughlin. From the released Floating Point, the track he brings us is called Maharena. John is being, Mr. McLaughlin is being nominated in the category of Best Contemporary Jazz Album. Guitarist John McLaughlin. guitarist extraordinaire John McLaughlin, bringing us the track Maharena from the release Floating Point. Also in the category of Best Contemporary Jazz Album is Miles from India with various artists, produced by Bob Belton on the 4Q Times Square Records label. I'm featuring the track entitled, and one of my favorites, that you probably can't recognize right now due to the sitar, but a track that my band has also covered, the world-renowned and famous track, All Blues.
Thank you.
in the category of Best Contemporary Jazz Album. That's Miles from India. Various artists on the 4Q Times Square Records label. Again, with producer Bob Belden at the reins. This is a group of international artists, extremely talented. Next up, in rounding out the Sunday soundtrack, is another nominee for Best Jazz Vocal Album. Her name is Stacey Kent. From the release Breakfast on the Morning Tram, she brings us So Romantic on the Blue Note label. Stacey Kent.
You always had a taste for those movies like Casablanca and Song of My Heart, where a complicated world with a call of adventure forces true lovers to part. When the hero turns his back so stoically on all the happiness they might have had, you always considered it so romantic, but I just considered it sad. It was so like you to choose such a moment. The sun setting over the square, local children at play, the sound of an accordion somewhere. You suddenly said fate was pulling us apart. Then you shrugged like there was nothing more to add. I suppose you considered that so romantic. Well, I just considered it sad. So romantic, though I know I should. consider it sand.
Nominated for Best Jazz Vocal Album. This is Stacey Kent from the release Breakfast on the Morning Tram. The track is entitled So Romantic and can be found on the Blue Note label. Once again, Stacey Kent. There you have it. The 51st Annual Grammy Award Jazz Nominees for 2009. Hope that you enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed bringing it to you. Special thanks to the Grammys for selecting me to do the Jazz Nominees for the 2009 Grammy Awards. I definitely appreciate it. As always, it's Mr. Fresh at VibeSubscribes.com with the Sunday Soundtrack. Peace and blessings.